December 2007. Haribo!
Haribo!
So, in the late 60s and early 70s, when Srila Prabhupada's books were being published, and the biggest question was how to sell these books. And different devotees were giving different ideas how these books can be sold. And initially they were trying putting these books in different bookstores. But one day, when the devotees, they were filling the petrol in the gas station, they didn't have sufficient change. So instead of paying cash, this devotee tried giving one book, saying that, okay, you want some money back? Instead of money, I give you this book. Is it okay? And the gas station attendant looked at the book. It was a Krishna book. He liked it. He said, yes, I don't mind keeping this. And then this devotee was totally excited that there are people in this world who are willing to take books. And that was the first book sold in the history of the Hare Krishna movement in the form of book distribution. So then the news spread that the books can be sold, and gradually the devotees started distributing more and more books. And in America, the month of December is the Christmas season. So people are in a giving mood and they are in the shopping spirit. So they go out and purchase things and give gifts to others. I think you have to change this, Patrick. So therefore they decided that this will be a good season where they could try to distribute and sell Srila Prabhupada's books. And that is why the month of December was chosen as the season for the marathon. Because majority of the people in the West, they are in a spirit to buy. So therefore we find that in these countries, the climate is so cold, still the devotees go out, distribute books in sub-zero temperatures, just because of their love for Srila Prabhupada. And because this activity was so pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, distributing transcendental literatures. So we are very fortunate that here in this temple, we have been following this tradition for many years. And with the kind cooperation of hundreds and thousands of devotees, this has been made possible. And this year we had a very huge target. But somehow, so many devotees came together and we have tried very hard to do our level best. And this evening, we would have some very prominent personalities who were masterminds behind this year's marathon, speaking their realizations. First of all, I would like to invite one of the in charges of our book distribution, His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu. He is, by his educational qualification, he's an MBA graduate. So he's very experienced in marketing, but he's dovetailed his marketing propensities in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And when he joined this temple in year 2000, he was the first person to show us that these books could be sold in the local trains of Mumbai. Most people have a difficult time breathing in those trains. And he could enter these trains with a bag filled with books, shout, make slogans, and attract people's attention. And by seeing his inspiration, so many others followed suit. And this year we had so many young brahmachari trainee devotees. There were around 15 of them. They were traveling in all the local trains distributing so many books. So I would now request His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu, who worked very hard throughout this whole month, discussing different strategies, calling up counselors, finding out what are the ways in which these books can go out, inspiring the book distributors. And let us welcome His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I was talking to the principal correspondent of Mumbai Mirror newspaper. So he was asking me a few days back that how many devotees your temple has. So I told him the number, and then he said, no. How many of you are distributing books in the local trains? Because I see them at Western Line, at Harbour Line, everywhere I'm seeing them. How many of them are distributing? So I said, 12 to 15 devotees go out every day. And I could see that he was shocked. He said, I was thinking there are around at least 400 to 500 devotees distributing books. So I was just thinking that this is the power of enthusiasm and desire. These people at this, our devotees, Brahmachari trainees, they were so much bombarding the local trains from morning to night. 8 o'clock they would start distributing and they would come back at 8 in the night. And so much enthusiasm that even though the score was not like they did around 5 to 10,000 books, but the power of their enthusiasm and the desire to distribute books was at such a tremendous effect that the whole city of Bombay was seeing our congregation everywhere at all stalls, brahmacharis everywhere. So it seems that our temple has lakhs of devotees. Jai. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj ki. Jai. His Grace Mahamuni Prabhu ki. So this is the power of desire to distribute books and preach. We also saw one devotee was at Churchgate station. He was not even distributing books. He was just standing with a book bag. And one man came to him and said in a hurry, give me a Bhagavad Gita fast. So this devotee gave him. And then the devotee asked him, why do you want this Gita? You know, I never preached to you. He said, for last 2 months, one of my neighbors who is a Hare Krishna devotee like you has been telling me that I should take a Gita on this month. And he's been convincing me, I've been avoiding him. But I've been hearing everywhere I go at Dadar station, Lower Parel, everywhere you have stalls. And there are so many people in the local train shouting. And this neighbor of mine has been telling me for last 2 months. So now I feel I should actually read this book. So I was just thinking that, you know, devotees were playing their part. See, now this devotee must have preached to him for last 2 months. This score won't go in his name. But nevertheless, he played such a critical part. So like that, we have many devotees this year, this marathon, who did a few books, but they played such a critical part. Like children were so inspired. This young girl, 9-year-old Prajakta, her parents and all the senior devotees are having a program in their house, and they were discussing strategies to distribute their books. And this girl told her parents and elders that, let me go out and try some book distribution. And in 1 hour, she did 10 Bhagavad Gitas. She's just 9 years old, but she was also filled with such tremendous desire. And we see Achyut Prabhu, son of Madhavanand Prabhu. He's just 12. He was taking books everywhere, to the barber shop also. And he sold more than 50 Gitas. And we had requested devotees that if you can try distributing just one Gita in one day, that is around 30 Gitas in a month. Very easy target. And these young children have done more than 50 books. And the best example of desire, we thought, was our devotee serving at the shoe stall, Shirodkar Prabhu. I remember during the first day of the marathon, he came and said, I won't be able to take part enthusiastically because I have so much service here at shoe stall. And you are saying that we should distribute 30 Gitas. I don't think I'll be able to do it. And then we assured him, no problem. Service is also important. Your service is important and Krishna will be pleased. But he had such a desire. He got such a creative idea. He put a book table just next to his shoe stall. And he was thinking, I will not be able to do even 30. He ended up doing more than 450 books. Just by keeping that books there. And the most amazing thing was, even the employees, the servants, they were sitting there and they also got this fever of preaching. And they were seen preaching to people about Bhagavad Gita. So like this, we saw children, grown-up people, and so many others distributing books. And also, this base, in Bandiravan base, one of the cooks, he came here and he took Bhagavad Gita, and he had such a desire to preach. He was going in the bus back to the base, and the conductor, he preached to him, and the conductor happened to be Bengali, and the cook was also a Bengali, and he didn't have a Bengali Gita. But this desire to distribute books was so strong, he noted that conductor's number, he asked him, you know, what time you board this bus. So next day he came back to temple, took a Gita just to give him. And he boarded the bus at the same time and gave him a Gita. So we see that this devotee went out of his way so much and he distributed one Bhagavad Gita. But that played such an important part. So like this, there are many examples. So what we saw was that when devotees had such tremendous desire, Krishna empowered them beyond imagination, actually. Like Krishna gave so much intelligence to some devotees. What they did, they put up a stall. And like Baldev Prabhu, and his team of devotees were at Nerul, and they are having youth preaching program every week. So they thought, might as well catch some young people. So whichever young boy took a book, they wrote his name and phone number and they started following up. And on the very second day, some young boy took a book. And after 3 days, there was a weekly program. He came for that program. He started chanting 4 rounds. And on Gita Jayanti day, he was at the stall distributing Bhagavad Gita's. And now the marathon is over and Baldev Prabhu's weekly program has 12 boys from the marathon. 12 boys are being cultivated whose first contact with ISKCON was during the marathon. So we see that so much nice planning and nice intelligence devotees were having and they were cultivating boys. So amazing. And also this one of our devotees, Bhakta Shreyas Prabhu, he was so frustrated. He was telling me that he has a very close friend who has impersonalist background. And for the last 2 years, he has been telling him to come to temple and read Bhagavad Gita. He was not able to convince him. But this boy was going from his office to home at the other bridge. And he saw a devotee, another devotee, Mukund Chaitanya Prabhu, standing there. And he spoke to him. And he got convinced and he took a Krishna book. And now he started coming to temple and he started chanting. So Shreyas Prabhu was saying, for 2 years I was struggling and I couldn't. And then this devotee gave him a book and he could. So then we had to explain to him how actually your desire for last 2 years manifested like this. So it's basically everybody was playing their part. And we were feeling that this is such an amazing thing that all devotees equally, you know, some of us were like spiders and some of us were like Supermans, Hanuman. We were distributing so much books. So I personally, really, I'm grateful to the authorities, the temple presidents, Gaurang Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, for engaging me in the service. And I hope and pray that every year I can also get a chance to continue to do this service. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Braj Bihari Prabhu. Just like the devotee at the stall, some of our Govinda staff were also distributing. They had their quota and some of our stewards were asking dosa, pizza, Bhagavad Gita. So everyone was engaged. So now we have with us one of the masterminds of distribution at Dadar. The Dadar railway station stall happened to be one of the main areas of book distribution. And we were also very much inspired by the presence of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj there, who stood there for several hours on more than one occasion distributing books. And I would like to request His Grace Rishikesh Anand Prabhu to come forward and share his realizations. It was practically impossible to get these permissions, but Rishikesh Anand Prabhu, he thought that Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. So he went out of his way, tried his best, and got those permissions, and let us hear from him some exciting stories.
Hare Krishna. ओम अज्ञानति मिरंजस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाके चक्षुरुन निलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. I was burning with the desire to distribute books. Last year authorities gave me the authorities ordered me to take out the permissions to distribute books. And I was not knowing anything, but somehow or other with the order came the empowerment. And Krishna is the doer. Somehow or other I tried and it worked. We got some permissions last year and I saw everything. And I was knowing that this year we can do much better and in a nice way. More books will definitely go. So I tried my best. So what I was feeling is Prabhupada must be so pleased, so happy that on the bridge we got permission to put one stall, but we had on the western side one stall of Radha Gopinath, one stall from Radha Ras Vihari, that is two stalls. Then central side we had one permission to put one stall, but we had two stalls of Radha Ras Vihari and Radha Gopinath temple. And then in the evening, our stalls would expand like anything. From two stalls to four stalls to six stalls and sometimes eight stalls. So whole of the bridge was covered with stalls everywhere, and every devotee was shouting, Prabhupada, take Prabhupada books. I could see the situation like there were, it was like Vishnu Dutas personally standing there to distribute books. It was Sangam of devotees. Everybody came together. Everybody was nicely engaged. And everybody inspired me to extend myself. Sometimes we slept at 2 o'clock in the night and got up at 4:30 in the morning so that it can go so nicely. Everybody got the opportunity to distribute books. Literate people, illiterate people, the servants, the cooks, Matajis and Prabhujis, everybody got this opportunity. Like preaching, sometimes only leaders can give classes, preachers can give classes, but book distribution is such an activity where everybody, even a small child, everybody can be engaged and distribute books. Prabhupada's mercy to everybody. And also I was very happy that everybody was engaged in this missionary work. Like I used to go for getting these permissions, and sometimes I have to sit there for 6 hours, sometimes 3-4 days to get the permissions. And I was carrying this book, Nectar of Book Distribution, and I would read some paragraphs here and there. I would just open and read, and it would inspire me. And I was burning from inside that somehow that we should get these permissions. The DRM was favorable. Like these DRMs are transferred every year from one place to another. So he happened to be transferred to Bhubaneswar one time, and from there he had visited Mayapur temple. So he was very much impressed with ISKCON. So somebody told me just before Janmashtami that, see, this year again you will be going for taking the permissions. Why don't we call these senior officers to our temple, invite them? And I felt that Paramatma is speaking to him. I immediately took that. I got the invitation letters, some prasad, mahaprasad. I went, gave them the invitation letters, cards, and they reciprocated. Both the western side DRM came and central side DRM came. That they saw the kirtan, they got very wonderful darshan, and inspired by all the devotees. That was the reason that he gave us the permissions to do book distribution. So as Maharaj said that, just like this Dadar Rath Yatra, so many devotees sacrificed. Similarly, this was a sacrifice for a higher cause. Everybody came together, and after their offices, some of them just took holidays for some days and were distributing books. So I have a list of some devotees who inspired me and helped me right from the starting of the marathon. For us, the marathon started long back. That is, from Janmashtami we started preparing, started cultivating these officers. And still, marathon is still going on for some of our godown devotees. For another weeks, they'll be just collecting the Lakshmi and the scores and the books, everything. So, we have a longest standing devotee on the stall. That is Nitai Hari Prabhu. Most trusted devotee. Whatever I would tell him, he would just execute that. Then we saw all wonderful photographs and the flex posters which were made by Sri Mukunda Prabhu. We have Nareshwar Prabhu and Radha Damodar Prabhu helped me in getting the trunks from the manufacturers. We got at a very cheap cost. Then most of the devotees would come every day for book distribution because they knew that in the evening there would be wonderful prasad. many devotees would come on the bridge and they would ask, what is the prasad today? What is the menu today? So this wonderful devotee, Vedpriya Mataji and Vraj Vijaya Mataji would get prasad every day evening, throughout the month, right from the first day till the last day, not this year, but even last year, they would get prasad every day. Some days, the menus are like sandwich, ragda patties, and laddus, samosas, vadas. So all devotees. Many of them came actually because of the wonderful prasad. Even myself, I was so much attached to eating the prasad. And that Mataji, we remembered last year that, and we knew that this year also Mataji would serve us wonderful prasad. So I thank Mataji for getting prasad every day without fail, not for one or two devotees, but for 20 to 25 devotees every day. She would carry the tiffins in the train, such heavy tiffins she would carry for everybody. We have Yadunath Prabhu, who volunteered his vehicle, Maruti van vehicle. It was very difficult without a vehicle to do the marathon, to carry the boxes from one place to another, because a lot of energy is required during the marathon. So not only this year, but even last year he gave his Maruti van vehicle for the entire month. In this vehicle, in the evening we would take prasad, we would take rest when we are tired. So I would like to thank Yadunath Prabhu for giving his vehicle. I would like to thank Bhandirvin based devotees who would every day get 25 liters of juice every day, lime juice, 25 to 30 liters of water every day. Like last year I had to arrange everywhere, run to get bottles, fill it from the temple, get prasad, but they volunteered to supply water and juice every day without fail. 25 liters, they would carry so many bottles, 5 liter bottles, around 15 bottles. Some 2-3 devotees would come every day in taxi and deliver us on the bridge every day without fail, exactly at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we have a team of Matajis led by Trivikram Prabhu. So not only this year but last year also, just one phone call, I would call Trivikram Prabhu and he would arrange, he will call all other Matajis and the Matajis would come. And the secret is, what we did in 4 or 5 hours, Mataji would do the same score in just 2 hours. Trivikram Prabhu would send inspiring SMS, small quotes of Srila Prabhupada, which I would forward to so many other devotees. I would like to thank VTA and BT devotees who helped us to unload the trucks. Like Govind Prabhu was telling some of the devotees, we should shoot what they are doing. It was like everybody came forward. It was wonderful cooperation between devotees. And it was not so many tons of books. 15, 20, 30 tons of books were unloaded by them. Many of them got like a stretch in stomach. I don't know what this happens. Like I also got that. Like we'd lift these boxes which were around 25 kg, 30 kg of weight. And because we are not lifting them regularly. So lifting them now, like, you would get some stretch in the stomach. I don't know what is that. But many devotees experienced that. So it was a wonderful cooperation between these devotees came forward to unload the vehicles. I would like to thank Hari Gopal Prabhu, Shyamnam Prabhu, and Kiran Prabhu, and so many other devotees who would come every day without fail. They just took a leave from their office, right from the morning to evening, they would do book distribution. I also would like to thank Sri Nandananda Prabhu and Sadbhuj Prabhu for handling the godown. It is one of the difficult tasks to provide books to everybody and deliver all the books. It's very difficult. Only Srinandana Prabhu can manage this. I was inspired by all the brahmacharis who would come every day morning at 5 o'clock. Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, Radha Dwiti Prabhu, Jagannath Tirth Prabhu. All these devotees would come 5 o'clock in the morning to distribute books. Shyamanand Prabhu would come every day in the morning, distribute books and give me different ideas. And he has so many things for next year. So I'd like to thank all these devotees. Sudama Prabhu would come every day and make wonderful announcements. His one-liners are very famous. And people will laugh. They would hear his announcements. And no doubt, he can himself demonstrate that. So people would laugh to these announcements. But the same people, after 3-4 days, the same people came to the stall and bought the books. We are inspired by all senior Prabhupada disciples. They came there, many of them. Bhima Prabhu, Mahamuni Prabhuji, His Holiness Radharan Swami Maharaj. Maharaj was there. Personally inspired us by coming on the bridge. Everybody was fired up when Maharaj would come and books would fly. It inspired so many devotees. Nityan Prabhu told me that it's very difficult for me to distribute on the stall. I would go for individually. But as Maharaj came, he was inspired. He was standing on the chair and he would make wonderful announcements. He was stopping all young boys. He told me I can just focus on the youths. I said, okay, you focus on the youths. And he was so much inspired to do book distribution. I would like to thank Sita Kant Prabhu, who would provide us prasad every day. Morning, breakfast, lunch, dinner, we would every day get. This was arranged by Gaurang Prabhu. It was a wonderful facility. Last year, we would run from temple to the stalls, carry prasad to the different stalls. So this was a wonderful arrangement made. So I'd like to thank everybody for participating in this marathon. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Haribo. So when Rishikesh Anand Prabhu's father got initiated this year, he came in front of Maharaj and first thing he did was he thanked Maharaj that his name was previously Rishikesh. You didn't change that name. You just added Anand. And he was so blissful, he went without taking the beads. So now we can see that Rishikesh Anand Prabhu is really engaged in distributing that Anand of Srila Prabhupada's books to everyone on the other stall. And he was given that order, as Maharaj tells in the story of Jagai and Madai, that when Nityananda Prabhu, he was running away from Jagai and Madai with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur Prabhu said that, you know, why you are such a crazy person trying to preach to Jagai and Madai? And Nityananda Prabhu said, don't blame me, blame the person who gave me the order. He's a bigger madman. So I would now like to invite the person who actually instructed Rishikesh Anand Prabhu to do this service and empowered him, His Grace Govind Prabhu. So, for many of you who may not know that the first bus party we had at our Chopati temple was led by His Grace Govind Prabhu way back in 1996. And for 6 years, he was traveling and touring all over Maharashtra, different towns and villages and factories along with a team of devotees. Practically 15 days of the month he would be on the roads. So he has performed a lot of austerities, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and he has been the main organizer and leader of the marathon for many years. So I would like to request His Grace Govind Prabhu to share his realizations.
Hare Krishna. So we had this target of distributing more than 1 lakh of books. Actually, that was an external target. The internal target was to unite all the devotees and to enthuse to render devotional service. Because that is the heart of the bhakti. The heart of the bhakti is devotional service. And more than the number of the books distributed, our management was successful in seeing the enthusiasm of devotees and to show the world and to show each other that if we are united in spirit of serving, then 1 lakh is nothing. You could actually do 10 lakhs also. So the number is not important. And without that spirit, I remember in 1988, during some festival, there was a festival in Alandi where more than 5 lakh people come. And these are all religious people. Dadar station, there are religious people few. But here in Alandi, almost 3 to 4 lakh people in one day, they come there. And we had purchased about 2000 Bhagavad Gitas. We had hired a tempo. We didn't have a bus. That was the first traveling party from Radha Gopinath temple. And 3-4 of us, we had gone. 2000 books. We had a big load of books. We went there. And in 5 days, we distributed about 17 Bhagavad Gitas. And the devotees concluded, now people will not buy the books. They have distributed enough books in Marathi. People will not buy these books. And because that was the spirit that we will not sell the books, for next 3 years, those 2000 books were lying in the godown. Like a burden. When will we distribute these books? They will not be distributed. But with the change of spirit and enthusiasm, the same books, and in those times we distributed those books for 18 rupees. Now the books are for 80 or 70 rupees. And we didn't go to Pandharpur, we didn't go to Alandi, we were at Dadar station, our devotees were at the supermarket malls. But because the spirit was there, now what we considered 2000 to be an impossible figure, 2000 took 3 years, but on the day of Gita Jayanti, that was 28th December, our devotees distributed 8000 Bhagavad Gitas. So that was the success of the confidence that Prabhupada's books are still fresh and there are conditioned souls, they require these books. Like one devotee, Peter Burwash, he mentioned that Prabhupada created a market where there was none. There was no market for Bhagavad Gita, but Prabhupada created a market and hundreds of books were sold. And that was the success of our temple, that all the devotees, from elderly people like Abhinandan Prabhu, 75 years old with so many surgeries, and our Vanmali. Vanmali amazingly was distributing books. He would approach people, and before they would buy, he would offer his regular prostrated pranam. He would offer his prostrated pranam, and then he would get up, please buy the book. He actually followed the footsteps of Nityanand Prabhu. Dante Trune Dhari. What is that? Then he would fall at the feet. He's in first standard, 5 to 6 years old. And if they would buy the book, then again he would offer them prostrated obeisances. That's how he distributed more than 50 books. That is the real way to distribute, like Lord Nityanand Prabhu. Touching the feet of people and begging them, beseeching them. And after buying, also thanking them by offering another obeisances. And then I remember first day when we went to Dadar station, that was the first stall anywhere in Bombay. And we started at 5 o'clock in the morning. Dadar is always busy anytime you go. And the first person who purchased the book, his name was Ramesh Ausare. I asked him, what do you do? I told him, you are the first person buying this Bhagavad Gita on the auspicious beginning of marathon. What do you do? I asked him. He said, I work for Vittal Rukmini temple. So that was the beginning, that the book was purchased by a devotee who is taking care of the Lord in this Pratibhu Pandharpur. Somewhere in Bombay there is a Pratibhu Pandharpur temple. He purchased that book. So therefore, and then our book distributors, our Murari Gupta and Prabhu, others will explain. I remember when devotees went to see Maharaj in his room before going to Jharkhand forest. Actually, they went to Jharkhand forest where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and made those animals into devotees. And they went to coal mines. So when they went and approached Maharaj, "Maharaj, we are going to coal mines to distribute books." Maharaj said, "When they come out of the coal mines, you can say, Maya is darkness and Godhead is light, and show them Bhagavad Gita." And they followed that principle, and they were telling, they will explain those stories, that most people don't know how to read. But they are hoping that their grandson or granddaughter will read. They'll buy the books and put their, anguta, their thumb, and purchase the books. They will show some pictures. And then Maharaj also had mentioned them, if you do nice book distribution in Jharkhand forest, you might see the footprints of Mahaprabhu along with the animals, the tigers, the deers, the snakes and the elephants. And they never knew anything about this. They went to do book distribution. They didn't go for Tirth Yatra. After the book distribution was over, they found out actually the footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with the animals are there. And they got a darshan of those footprints. So therefore, this book distribution is not simply an act of, just giving out some books. I was telling this story in the Bhagavad Gita, the front page, most of the books, if you see, the cover page is Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna. Most of the books, even the old Bhagavad Gita. And in that cover page, we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met that Brahman who was not able to read Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I am crying because when I read Bhagavad Gita, I can't read properly because I am an illiterate. I read it wrongly. But whenever I read Bhagavad Gita, I see this beautiful, bluish Lord who is driving the chariot of Arjuna." That is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. The cover page Prabhupada made it to give them the glimpse of essence of the Bhagavad Gita. But most people cannot understand. Even seeing the picture, they can't understand. That devotee, while reading, he would see the picture, and we are seeing the picture, but we can't understand. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada's purports and translation is like a sketch of that front page. We are giving out this essence. If you understand, if you read this, then you'll have the glimpse of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, driving the chariot of his devotee. And if you understand that, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, will come and embrace us. Yes, you have understood the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And that's what Prabhupada has done. He has given us the painting, the sketch, and also the enthusiasm to distribute his books. And that's our good fortune. He may thank us for doing this service, but more than he thanking us, we should thank Srila Prabhupada for giving us an opportunity to render devotional service and increase our credit eternally, which will take us back to the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Govind Prabhu. And this year, after having toured various states in India, Maharashtra and MP, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, this year Jagannath Prabhu, who is in charge of arranging our bus tours, organized that the devotees go to Bihar. And this was the first time we were going, and everyone was very apprehensive what will happen. And we have wonderful team of devotees led by Rupa Raghunath Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. And they did an excellent service here at Bihar. And they have some wonderful photographs also, which they are going to show as part of their slideshow. And I would like to request His Grace Rupa Raghunath Prabhu to speak some of his realizations during the course of this. And also show the pictures also.
Everybody says prasad.
We were in Jharkhand this year, and when we heard a lot of things about Bihar, and when we went there, because we heard a lot of things about Bihar, sometimes riots and many difficult situations we have to go through. Many devotees saying sometimes you can carry a rifle and all these things if you want to distribute books there. But because we are hearing about all these things and we are in that consciousness, and as soon as we reached Bihar, first we reached at Ranchi, and after when we were traveling to Dhanbad, one person came and he just broke off glass. Bus glass. He just banged on door and he broke the glass. Immediately everybody was so scared. Will able to distribute books here, or we should go back, we should stay here, or what to do about whole marathon. And then when we Krishna reciprocates, because we were in hearing all these things and we were in that consciousness, and then Krishna was giving us that results. And when we used to see this people are traveling on jeep. We can't see the jeep there. Only people, some mountains of people there. So these were the situations. No, they're traveling ahead of us. But we used to see so many, 1 or 2 days, this kind of scenes only there. And then when we reached at mine spot, then so much deep, and many times, can stop me, just speak a little bit and can show later on. And then when we reached this spot, and because we thought, because we're going so much troubles and so much scare, and surely Krishna will reciprocate with us. If you do devotees, when they do austerity, then surely they'll get some fruits and results. And because we devotees are going through some hardships here and difficult to stay here, surely books will go. And then when we reached to that place, mines, and as soon as we set up our stall there, first thing, we never seen all these deep, so many things about these big bulldozers, dumpers, and because in front of these dumpers, our bus is to be like a toy. The only vehicle was reaching to our glass, bus glass. And then so many people are taking coal. This is like their daily job. Stealing. Coal stealing is like a daily job there. When we asked the people there, what they... stealing, they're saying, don't call stealing. This is daily wages. This is how they are earning their daily wages. This is different gas. If you go close by these mines, used to get so obnoxious smell, so used to feel that some chemical company here. So, automatic that gases are coming out from, because they dig so down there. At the night also, that gases are burning there. And the coal, they go through the air. They have this transport system there. And this is the underground mines. And these mines goes 5 kilometers inside, 5 kilometers, 7 kilometers, 10 kilometers inside. Our devotees had gone 50, 60 feet, not kilometers there. They were showing these mines, how they are go. If you cross 1 foot, you go 3 feet down there. And they have coals like 7 layers, 8 layers. From 300 years, like 8 years, 8 layers, they only, within 300 years, they only taken out 4 layers, not a touch. From 300 years, they are doing this, from Britishers. The snakes also goes in mines. So the exhaust fan, from one side in mine, air goes, and other side, they take out the air. This is the initial days. We are reaching to the mines. And then we, this is the how, these people, they come out from mines with their helmet and lights on the head, and then totally drunken. Once we were speaking to the manager there, he's saying, for the workers, they have electricity, the children's school, medical aids, everything is free. And on plus, they get at least 15,000-20,000 rupees. But everybody is taking their loans. Still there, everybody is under loans. And when we reached one company there, but still there was so much hankering. For the, as soon as they used to see bus, meantime they used to see bus, and they used to say, this is the police bus. And meantime they used to run away. Specifically those who steal the coal, as soon as bus is to reach there, once we are going inside the mines, and because early morning, 6 o'clock, and we asking, one lady was coming with coal on her head, and we asked, where is the attendance office? And as soon as she saw, we are asking, and she saw some different people, immediately she just put everything down, and she just ran away without telling any road or anything. So many times people used to get scared, and as soon as devotees used to get down from the bus, and then they used to do announcements, specifically our Jagannath Prabhu, then Mrugesh Prabhu, Rahul Prabhu, all these days to get down and immediately start announcements. And as soon as they used to start announcements, some places used to get hundreds of people. And 3-4 of us used to write names, and 4-5 of us inside, they used to make the sets, and immediately they used to give sets and write down the names. And there used to be lines for books. We used to say, because 50-60 people are standing there. So we used to say, tell them, be in line. And when we used to tell them, be in line, they used to think, oh, it's very, some, we're getting very special things. So they used to put up lines and wait for books. Then sometimes we used to go in workshops. One mine, they used to have undercast mine, then open cast mine, then they used to have a workshop there. And then workshop, only workshop, they used to have at least 100-200 people there. And our Sunil Prabhu driver, he's also preaching too. And this to be a very early morning, 6 o'clock, our book table is to start morning till evening 6 o'clock. Different from the, where they download the coal and where they dig the coal. Everywhere our devotees to reach there. And this lady is putting her thumb there. Because she can't read. And many times when I used to reach there, the managers, there are few little learned people there. They used to say, we are Brahmanas. We know how to read. And we know what the scriptures are. But only 3 or 4 of us will take the books. And others, they can't. You just give to 4 of us and you can go back. There's no work here for you here. And we should, no, let us for some time wait and let workers comes. And then when they wish to explain the workers, and literally, sometimes some workers used to come and they tell, no, I had meat, I'm drunken, how can I touch the books? And sometimes our devotees used to say, no, don't touch, just take this plastic bag. Books are this nine book set in one plastic bag. Just carry this bag. Sometimes they used to be so drunken, they just like different in their own pastime. And others, they are favorable, they are well wishers. They are, you also take, aap bhi le lo, aray, tum bhi le lo. And this way, and somehow they in their drunken state, they used to put their thumb and they used to give them books. One person is coming and asking, "Are I am eating meat, how can I read these books?" And sometimes devotees to tell them, no, see, if this cow dung or some dirty things are there, if sun rays falls on dirty things, does these dirty things spoil the sun rays? No, sun rays purify the dirty things. Same way, even you drinking whatever nonsense things you are doing, but because you are reading the scriptures spoken by personally Lord, so this will purify you, and slowly will give up all these things. And they used to get convinced, and they used to buy the books. This all, devotee is so ecstatic to see all this. And this specifically, this godown in Ranchi, we didn't have any place to store the books. So this godown person, he was so favorable and well-wisher for ISKCON, for 15 days he kept books in his godown. We didn't have transport book at all. We just, whenever he used to need 1,000 books or 2,000 books, he used to give us, and balance books he used to keep with him. And personally he bought the whole set of books for himself. And these used to be lockers for the workers there. It's an oil tank. It's cut and then flap is open. And these workers, they're buying books and keeping books inside the lockers. This is like, we don't have tables there, natural tables, big stones from mines. And then there is to be like tables for book distribution. This is like a coal powder behind. This whole coal powder, they purify the coal, they wash coal, they make powder for making steel, making iron, different types of coal. And then our book tables used to be in that areas, that coal powder. And then evening when used to come back, at least half kg coal is to come out from the clothes. When Sri Chaitanya came back, many devotees saw his thread, Brahmanical thread also. It was not white, it was black. This is Sardarji also taking books there. Srila Murari Gupta Prabhu, he very lovingly convinced him. And this is like roads were not like some of our concrete roads, they were powder roads. These people used to take books and walk. No table, on floor only. Just put boxes there, open boxes, and distribute books there. This parents. When we finished up a whole stock of books, while coming, then some place we have to download the whole bus with the this empty cardboards. These people are saying, "Where you got all this? You're doing some business with cardboards or what?" But it is empty boxes, what you call these things. And then when one company, we are distributing books there, many times we get a lot of encouraging feedback from people. One person, when at a Paresh company were distributing books. One person, he had a first shift, then 2 o'clock he went home. Next day he's coming 8 o'clock and he's telling, "Aapke jo kitab hai, ye bejod hai. There is no comparison for these books. Such a wonderful books. Who has written these books? Wonderful books." Because he was saying, "I just wanted to read one book, one page of this book." Yesterday when he went back home, 2 o'clock, and he started reading one page Krishna book, and then he just couldn't leave it. And then suddenly he started reading second page, third page, like this. Till midnight he was reading the whole book. And if half of the book he finished one day only, Krishna book. And next day he coming, and at least 15-20 people he gave the sets. He was telling, "These wonderful books. If you just go through these books, you will be so peaceful, you will be really enjoy the bliss of spiritual life. This is the place we, at the, so many, 10, 15 days we were traveling in that area, but till last we didn't know exactly where the, when we left from here, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj told, you will see the footprints also there. And then by Maharaj mercy, Prabhupada mercy, we really, at the end of marathon, last day, we went there, and then this is the river, on bank of river, this is the footprints. Different animals and dancing around there. This is the footprint. This is the finger, thumb, and these small fingers. Lord Chaitanya. All different animals, footprints. Everybody is dancing in ecstasy. Tigers, snakes, this elephant footprints went down. Because that Babaji was staying there, he was telling, these were stones. When Lord Chaitanya came there, stones, but he went in Mahabhava and stone melted. And then again, all these animals also with Lord Chaitanya went in ecstasy. And when they came back again, external consciousness, and then again stone which was melted again became stone. So all these footprints are still there. Because of flood, things are going little away, but still they are trying to maintain it, preserve it. Prem Das Baba, this is the person who is from Radhakund, he is now staying there. Prem Das Baba. Actually, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya, when he entered in Bihar, he took bath at Suvarnarekha River. Then he went to Kunji. Actually, that village we had book distribution is called Kuju. At present, it's called Kuju. But when it's mentioned in Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kunji. That's what that Prem Das Babaji was saying. Hare Krishna.
So within 15 days, these devotees traveled from here on the 8th and they came back for the Rath Yatra. In those days, they distributed 9,000 Mahabig books and 25,000 small books and few thousand big books.
Jai Bas Party Ki! So, it was a very, very challenging tour for them. Just like Badrinarayan Prabhu was giving class in Mayapur a few years back, and he was telling a story about our typical conception of Bihar, that the Japanese Prime Minister came to Bihar and said that, you give me Bihar, for, and in 20 years I'll make it Japan. And the Bihar minister said, you give me Japan for 20 days, I'll make it Bihar. So by hearing some of these stories and the way people are stealing coal and how it is all part of the daily routine and they are thinking the bus party to be like a police van and in such difficult conditions devotees have really worked very hard. Let us thank them by loudly chanting.
Haribo!
So now I would like to request two of our senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, His Grace Mahamani Prabhu and His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj to inspire all the devotees with their realizations and words of inspiration. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnana Jnana Sarakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jnana Tasmaya Shri Gurave. Actually, when I see the bus party and I see the devotees and I hear the voices of all the book distributors and the devotees who participate in this marathon, actually, I'm humbled. It's very exciting for me to be in your association, take shelter of those who are taking shelter of Prabhupada's instruction so beautifully. I was thinking of Varshana Maharaj the last couple days. You know Varshana Maharaj? He came here, very Gaur Lila, very great soul. And I was thinking of him. I had opportunity to speak at Radhat Gidid Hari on Sunday for the Bhagavatam class and a Sunday feast lecture. And we were talking about Daksha. You know, Daksha, he had 10,000 sons. And Narada Muni met those sons. And he turned them away from this Prajapati life. And they became renunciates and went back to Godhead, right? Then Daksha was very upset, so he had another 1,000 sons. Again, Narada Muni met them at the river, said you should follow the footsteps of your elder brothers. And again they went back. Daksha was very upset. And Prabhupada says in the purports that the followers of Narada Muni, it is their job to guide people into this life of renunciation, into giving up material life and taking up this spiritual life and engaging in spiritual life. But there will always be these dakshas. Dakshas will be very envious of those devotees who have given the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of Krishna, that this material life is not permanent. This material life is simply temporary. But the real life is the spiritual life. Now we must take up this spiritual life and get freed from this material world. And so all of you have become, or you already were, but now you're manifesting these qualities of Narada Muni. That we are followers in the footsteps of Narada Muni. Our business is to instruct those persons who are trapped in this material world, who are thinking that propagating this whole material world and increasing the populations and increasing the enjoyment, that that's the goal of life. But actually the goal of life is to go and enter into this kirtan ras, this prema ras, this relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he takes us directly into the relationship with Radha and Krishna. And this is what book distribution is about. This is why Prabhupada gave us, as Govinda Prabhu was saying, is that he gave us this sketch of how to enter into this relationship with this blue boy. You know, if you look at the cover of Bhagavad Gita, he is driving the chariot of Arjuna. He is the friend of Arjuna. Sometimes he is the child. Sometimes he is the lover. Huh? These different relationships that are set up that Krishna has in the spiritual world. This Sankirtan movement allows us to enter into those primary relationships, those loving, intimate relationships with Krishna. So when I think of all of you, I think, well, you know, how many thousands of people, I don't want to spoil because I know some numbers, but how many thousands of people, you know what the goal was for the book distribution. How many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, literally, of people that were reintroduced to their relationship with Krishna simply because you took serious the order of Srila Prabhupada? Thousands. Because we are followers of Narada Muni, many times we think, oh, but wait, I thought we were Rupanugas. It's the same business. Rupa Goswami, what was his primary goal? To establish these loving relationships between the living entity and Krishna. This is what the book distributor, this is what, not just book distributor, but the devotee of Krishna. But when you go out, you feel this shakti, you know, you feel that, you give out the books. Going to Dardar Station with many of you, I've seen. There's one Mataji, and I don't want to offend her in any way, and every time I see her, she has this huge smile. And I don't even know her name. I just know her, and I reciprocate with her. And she preached at Dadar Station every day. And she would stand there. Whenever I went there, you know, and she has a sister, and they smile very similar, and they give out these books every day. I would go there, and there they would be. I was thinking, if it was very bold that you could say that the women distribute as much in half the time as the men. You know, very, very brave in the Brahmacharya Ashram. How can you say that? You know, right? But these Matajis, you know, Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that they are preaching on the equal level of the men. And they stand out and they just smile and they give Krishna in such a loving, kind way that no one can resist. And each time I see these devotees, I think they're totally empowered by Krishna. Totally empowered. You cannot resist. And then I go over to the men's table, and the strange thing is, it's the same. They have these smiles. Sometimes you have to tell them, smile, because the men get very serious. You know, they get very serious behind the table. Right? There was one boy, he was making announcements. He was so serious. And I said, smile. I went like this. You know? He was so serious. I don't know what he was saying because he was speaking in Hindi. But he was very serious. I said, okay, don't scare them. Smile. But they're very beautiful. You know, you see the boys, you see the girls, you think, who can resist? You have to take this book. They go by each day, they go by each day, they go by each day. Okay, I'll take one. They cannot resist because they're affected by your sincerity. And what I was thinking about Varshana Maharaj was this idea of, he's a horse, an ox man. He worked with the horses for many years in New Vrindavan and with oxen. And he always talks about synergism. That if you have one oxen, he's very powerful, right? And you can work very hard with one ox. But if you take two oxes and you yoke them together, yoke is the, you know, if you think of the word yoga, the Greek word for yoga is to yoke or to connect. So if you connect these two oxen together, you would think you would have the power of two oxen, right? But Varshana Maharaj explains, no, you have the power of three oxen because of the synergism. How that these two oxen now, because they're pulling it together, they become much more powerful than two oxen. They become the power of three oxen, you see. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not calling anyone oxen. But when you think about, you have a few brahmacharis, they go out and they distribute books. Very powerful. And you have a few matajis, you go out. Very powerful. But when you hook them together through this yoga process, this linking with Krishna through Guru, right? And Krishna. When we connect together like this as a team, as this big team of devotees, how much more powerful, how much energy is being exerted? The people cannot resist. So just like it was said that 2,000 books seem like, how can we ever do 2,000 books? But when they link together with the order of the spiritual master, they hooked up the congregation, they hooked up the matajis, they hooked up the brahmacharis, they hooked it all together, 2,000 books was nothing. 7,000 books, 9,000 books, and one day, boom. Boom. Because of the connection. So, it's like Govinda Prabhu was saying, that it's not about how many books that we distribute. It's how we learn to link together and connect ourselves together in this yoga process. This process of loving Krishna, connecting and linking to Krishna as a team. As a team. Then we'll not be denied. So many people, millions and millions of people, will be reintroduced to Krishna. Millions of people, not only will be reintroduced, but have opportunity to go back to Godhead.
and they will go back to Godhead. Just like all of you are guaranteeing your position in going back to Godhead by linking to the order of Guru in the Parampara system. Srila Prabhupada followed Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Maharaj and I were talking about Bhakti Siddhanta. Prabhupada was giving glorification on the disappearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And how that when Prabhupada first met him in 1922, he told him, he said, "You are an intelligent young man. You should go to the Western world and spread this Krishna consciousness." He didn't even know anything about Bhakti Siddhanta, but he gave him that instruction right there. And so many years later, he linked us all together and he spread this mission all over the world by this synergism, by this connection, by this yoga process. So book distribution is very important. Actually, it's Brihad Mridanga. It's the most pleasing thing. It says, Krishna says, "No one is more dear to me than one who gives this message." Right? In the 18th chapter, the Bhagavad Gita. If you take this information that Krishna gave to Arjuna and you give it to others, you become very dear to Krishna. No one is more dear, Krishna says. So you've become very, very dear to Krishna simply by giving this book, simply by wanting to give out the book. Prabhupada said to desire to serve Krishna is very advanced. But to desire Krishna, you see. So we can desire to distribute books. And we still make advancement. What to speak of going out and doing it? What to speak of connecting with all of these people? Just like we heard, some people made prasadam. Some people delivered prasadam. Some people unloaded the trucks. Some people loaded the trucks. Some people stored the books. Some people got the books out of storage. So many people were involved as one big group. As one big group to change Bombay. Because if we can change Bombay, we can change India. Isn't it? Isn't all the money in Bombay? Isn't that what they say? We can change India. And we can go down into the holes in Bihar. And we can change people down there. You don't think that India can be changed simply by your desire? And if India is resurrected in this spiritual consciousness, you don't think we can change the world? You know, America was discovered by mistake. Did you know that? Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, they wanted to make a quick route where they wouldn't be attacked by pirates and so many things. Quick route to where? To India. Why? Because of all the valuable gifts. Not just spices. There was something greater than spices here. Right? Something greater than jewels here. The greatest gift is this Bhagavad Dharma. Isn't it? The greatest gift is Krishna. India is not very important, actually. But what makes India important is all over, especially Vrindavan, we find the footprints of Krishna and his cowherd friends. Even we found in the Jharikhand forest footprints of Krishna and his friends, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what makes India valuable, is that Krishna's footprints are all around here and his friends. And you're all friends of Krishna. And your footprints have spread all over Bombay. Isn't it? Makes this place valuable. It is true. So thank you very much for allowing me to enter into this relationship with you. This month I had opportunity to distribute books with some of the devotees, laugh with some of the devotees. Devotees would come to me. I don't know why they would come to me. But they would come to me on the way out the door with books under their arms. And they say, "Prabhu, please bless me." Good, you already got the blessing. You've already got the blessing. But I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give you whatever you want. Next day they would come back with a new bundle and say, "Can you do it again?" Huh? It wasn't my blessing. It was your pleasure that you gave to Krishna. through the Guru Parampara. And by doing that, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada nagadikatopi, you make this spiritual advancement. And when you make that spiritual advancement, you become very happy. Look at all of your faces now. No one's unhappy. It's almost 9 o'clock and everyone's smiling. Why? Because you made such advancement just in this month. You're making spiritual advancement because you're pleasing Guru and Krishna. And I thank you for again for letting me come here and associate with you and take part of this Sankirtan Yajna. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachate Satarane Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was listening to a lecture of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Wherein he was remembering the initial order he received from his spiritual master. That order was the seed that was planted in his heart that has expanded into wonderful millions and millions of flowers all over the world. It was an interesting lecture. Do you know that poem Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1936? Adore ye, like that. The famous stanza is in it. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. It was a Vyas Puja offering Prabhupada wrote in 1936. Srila Prabhupada said he hadn't seen it since. He thought it was completely lost to the world. But in 1976, one of his disciples happened to find it and give it to him. Prabhupada said that, it was Gurudas who went to a museum in London and found the harmonist by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and in there found that poem by Prabhupada and gave it to him. Prabhupada was very happy. And he was reading one stanza at a time and then giving a purport to each. It's very beautiful. It was in Hyderabad that this lecture took place. And he explained that in 1922, Prabhupada committed himself to Mahatma Gandhi's movement. And he was committed. Not a small thing. He said, because Mahatma Gandhi appealed for people to boycott the educational system of the British, Prabhupada quit his college, renounced his degree, and renounced the career he was planning for. That is how much he was dedicated to Gandhi's mission. In that same year in 1922, in Ultodunga Junction Road, he said his friend Narendra Mullick, his intimate friend, pulled him to meet a sadhu. Prabhupada said, because now I was a part of the nationalist movement, I did not care about these sadhus. And besides that, I had not good experiences at my father's house with sadhus. So he was not favorable. And he went in by the first. Prabhupada said that my friends, they all considered me their leader. And unless I authorized this sadhu, they felt that they would not be able to go to meet him. So Prabhupada bowed down. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you are educated, young man. You should spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in the English language in the Western world. Prabhupada said he gave some debate to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but when he heard his conviction, his logic, his purity, Prabhupada renounced Gandhi's movement and accepted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his guru. It wasn't just a whimsical thing. It was very serious. That was at their first meeting. Srila Prabhupada said he was working at the laboratory of Kartik Chandra Bose, who was one of a very powerful man, who was a friend of Prabhupada's father and gave him a job as a manager in his Bengal chemical company. Prabhupada took that instruction, he took it as his life and soul. The next year in 1923, he had to move to Allahabad. For the next 10 years, he was there, where he opened up a branch. And in 1928, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent some of his devotees to open a Gaudiya Math in Allahabad. And people said, there's a very religious man named Abhai. You should go to see him. So he said, I was very pleased. And then he became very, very active in serving his Guru Maharaj's mission directly. But he was grihastha. He had children, wife, responsibilities. He was helping in every way possible. In 1932 or 33, he accepted initiation. And in 1936, Prabhupada said sometime around December 10th, he wrote a letter to his Guru Maharaj saying that most of my God brothers are brahmacharis and sannyasis who are directly with you, assisting you, pushing on preaching. I'm a grihastha. I'm hardly doing anything. how can I best serve you? How can I best serve you in my situation? And he gave him the exact same instruction, that you should take this teaching of Lord Chaitanya and spread it in the English language throughout the world. And Prabhupada said, one fortnight later, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur departed, December 31st, 1936. So he said it was the first and last instruction. And he also tells us, at that time at Radha Kund, his Guru Maharaj told him that there was so much disunity within the Gaudiya Math since they built a beautiful temple. People were competing over who would get facilities, who would get manpower, and all of that. He said, my Guru Maharaj, he said his Guru Maharaj was so unhappy to see devotees fighting, devotees not united. He said, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada, better we tear the marble off the temple and use it to print and distribute books. Then he looked at Srila Prabhupada and said, if you ever get money, print and distribute books. Everything his Guru Maharaj said went so deep. He didn't meet his spiritual master many times, but every encounter, whatever words he heard, went so deep into the core of his very soul. We know 1965, that was 43 years. How many of you are younger than 43 years old? Please raise your hands. After he received the instruction, Prabhupada boarded Jaladuta. That is how serious he took his order of his Guru Maharaj. And when he came off the Jaladuta, he didn't see anybody there. He had no money, strange land, didn't know anybody. He started walking. He said, I looked right, I looked left, I didn't know which way to go. He said, but I was confident because I had my box of books. He felt. And before getting off the ship, he sold his Srimad Bhagavatam to the captain, Pandey. Very eager to distribute these books. And we've often told when he was in Bowery, he was so many different places, life was been threatened, but he was always translating these books. Just translating, translating, translating. How much he did in Butler, Pennsylvania. He was translating books, Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Hayagriva Prabhu told Prabhupada he was an English professor, Prabhupada said, oh, can you help me? He said, yes, I'll be honored to. And Prabhupada took him in his little room in 22nd Avenue, and he said, could you edit my writing? He was expecting some paper. Prabhupada gave him this huge manuscript. Huge manuscript. I agree, but was really surprised. You want me to edit that? Prabhupada said, yes. He said, you can start with this. And when you finish, you can do this too. And then Prabhupada opened up trunks of manuscripts. There was thousands of pages of manuscript. Yes. And in this lecture, another lecture actually, on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, Prabhupada expresses words that, since I first heard this in 1972, has deeply affected my life. It really encapsulates who is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada talks about his Guru Maharaj, how on many occasions he appeared in dreams and he was waving to Prabhupada and saying, come with me and preach. Prabhupada said, Guru Maharaj wants me to take sannyas, give up my family life. How horrible. Prabhupada said, but he came again and again, and he said, my Guru Maharaj literally forced me to take sannyas for this mission. And then he told how he gave his life to give Krishna consciousness to others. And this is Prabhupada's quote. He's talking about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada says, what he desired, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, what he desired, I'm trying little bit. Trying little bit. This is Prabhupada's words. Cross the ocean, heart attacks, lived in Bowery, death threats, poverty, established New York, San Francisco, went around the world so many times, thousands of devotees, millions of books. Prabhupada said, what he desired, I'm trying little bit. And then he's talking to all of us. And you are helping me. So I have to thank you more. Please take these words as Srila Prabhupada directly speaking to each of you. Because that is the reality. Please be in this mood. This is Prabhupada speaking to you. What he desired, I'm trying little bit, and you are helping me, so I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj. Then Srila Prabhupada breaks down and cries. And with a choked voice, he speaks to you. Actually, you are representative of my Guru Maharaj because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada cites that Lord Chaitanya's mission is Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is simply joyful. When you water the root, the whole tree is nourished. Prabhupada expressed such deep gratitude to all those who were helping him to execute the order of his spiritual master. That is where blessings are. Anyone could go to a sadhu and say, please bless me. And the sadhu may even put his hand out and say, aham brahmasmi. May you always remember Narayan. It's a nice blessing. It is a blessing. But the real blessing is when you serve so nicely and you please that sadhu so much that he feels grateful and indebted to you for what you've done. Then the full-fledged, unlimited blessings of Krishna comes upon you. And that is how Prabhupada is blessing all of you when you assist him in executing the order of his spiritual master. It is that gratitude of Prabhupada. He's seeing all of you as the representatives of his Guru Maharaj. Such love. And that is our connection to Krishna. That is our qualification for pure bhakti, is those blessings. In regard to the books, we heard how disunity disturbed Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When devotees are competing on a material level in the name of spirituality, fighting over resources, fighting over facilities, sometimes fighting for prestige or recognition, there was nothing that hurt Prabhupada's heart more than when devotees were in conflict. And there was nothing that pleased Prabhupada more than when devotees on the pure principles of devotional service were united. Sankirtan is a movement of unity. We're spreading the glories of the holy name together as a family. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, when will that day be when people from Russia and India and America and Europe and Africa as brothers and sisters in China are all together chanting the holy names of Jai Satchinandan. Nam Sankirtan. The power of unity focused on pure devotional service can perform miracles. And that is what Mahamuni Prabhu and myself have observed in your December marathon this year. It's very beyond words to describe. From our little temple, literally, over 1,000 devotees participated in distributing books. These devotees went to the coal mines of Bihar in Jharkhand. Not just Bihar, but the coal mines of Bihar. Dangerous place. They were breathing in this coal dust all day. Yes? Cold place, too. Cold. But they were blissful. You saw those photos? They were in ecstasy. Every photo, they're like this. Yeah? They're smiling. You won't see any star in a Bollywood film that blissful. Even they put up all makeup. And They put on all makeup and they wear all clothes and they're rehearsing to look blissful. And they win awards to look blissful, but you'll never see anyone looking so blissful as these photos. Because they were together serving. Whatever austerities, because they struggled through it together for Krishna, for Guru, for Prabhupada. It was such happiness. Physically, there was no pleasure. There was nothing but misery. But they were so happy. That is what unity in devotional service does. When we went to these different, we went to the Andheri railway station, Lower Parel railway station, Dadar station. And all these people, they're working and they're making money. Right? They're coming home from their offices or their business or wherever they work, and they just made a whole day of money. But I didn't see anyone that looked happy. Maybe you did, but they're all like, some of them are. But the devotees, they're working hour after hour after hour. They're not making any money. They're just doing it voluntarily. But they're all together. And they look absolutely blissful. Even it's not that they're blissful because they're getting good results necessarily. You see, there's some devotees are going up like, you know, can you, and people are just, I already have, I don't want, they don't even say anything. They won't even look in your direction sometimes. Yes? And they're getting refused, they're getting rejected, and still they're blissful. Because of the energy created by that association of devotees, it was just so blissful. It was exciting. It was wonderful. Men, lady, Vaishnavis, they just excited, running. I'm going to the station. Filthy stations. Right? Dirty stations. All kinds of dust and people and crowds. The devotees are all talking to each other and going back and forth. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Real happiness is not to take. Real happiness is to give. And however many books anybody distributed, nobody kept a single paisa. Yes? You're selling. You're being rejected. You're being humiliated. All that. And everything you get, you give for Krishna. That's selfless service. Nothing more sweet than that. That is Prabhupada's blessing. As Mahamuni Prabhu so dynamically and devotionally and inspired us through his talk. It is when we receive blessing through selfless service, that is where we will find Krishna. And that is where we will find real joy. And the greatest way to access that blessing is to be united, striving for pure devotional service. Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. Krishna says, where my devotees are gathered together in my name, that is where you will find me. Yes. People go to Vrindavan. People go to Dwarka. People go to Srirangam. People come to Radha Gopinath temple to find Krishna. But Mahamuni went to Dadar station. We went to Lower Parel station and we found Krishna. He was there. Krishna was there. Mahaprabhu was there. Radharani's blessings, full-fledged in those places. Why? Because devotees were gathered together to glorify their holy names. The essence of Prabhupada's books is to induce people to sincerely chant the holy names of Krishna. And because all of you are striving to chant the holy name of Krishna, and you have that desire to please Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, you are all empowered. Puppets. There was an amazing puppet show in the Bihar coal mines. And there was amazing puppet shows in all these different railway stations and in the streets and in the factories and wherever else you were distributing books. Prabhupada was the puppeteer. And Krishna is his puppeteer. And that is the beauty of life. What can I say? Prabhupada sees you all as the representatives of his Guru Maharaj for helping him to execute the order of his Guru Maharaj. And Prabhupada is saying, thank you very much. I do not see anything in the 14 worlds within Brahma's creation that is more valuable than having Srila Prabhupada say from his heart of hearts, choked up with tears, thank you very much. That is Krishna thanking us. That is Radharani thanking us. That is all the previous acharyas, Rupa Goswami, thanking us through Prabhupada's love. Yes, you all look so blissful. You have all received special mercy. And what can I say for helping to execute the order of my Guru Maharaj? I thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
We would like to thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for being the great source of inspiration for all of us in this wonderful service. So let us thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj by loudly chanting. And now His Grace Govind Prabhu will read out some of the prominent scores for this marathon.
Hare Krishna. There is no scores for the enthusiasm. It is limitless. We don't have access to that, but we have some scores of the books being distributed by devotees. These are the base scores. The Bahulaban distributed 147 big books. These are all Mahabig books. Bhandiravan distributed 3,230 books. Bilvavan distributed 1,443 books. Baramati, the score is yet to come, but still 143 Mahabig books. Kamyavan, 251 Mahabig books. Talvan, 2,376 Mahabig books. Thane, 1,033 Mahabig books. Vada, our Govardhan farm, distributed 854 Mahabig books. Kanjur Mark base 899 books. Mahavan 1278 Mahabig books. Vrindavan based 1326 Mahabig books. Uran across the sea 720 Mahabig books. And these are the different railway station. Washi distributed 2080 Mahabig books. CST, that's only for 3 days, Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus, 89 Mahabig books. And the BT boys, the Brahmachari trainees, they distributed 3596 Mahabig books. There's actually one-to-one book distribution in the trains. Borivali, 605 Mahabig books. Belapur, 1112 Mahabig books. Dadar, 8,238 Mahabig books. Ghatkopar, 279 Mahabig books. Kandivali, 355 Mahabig books. Kurla, 530 Mahabig books. Malad, 1,553 Mahabig books. Ullasnagar, 822 Mahabig books. Andheri, 1,154 Mahabig books. Sayan, 473 Mahabig books. Badlapur, 441 Mahabig books. And this is a group led by these devotees. The devotees in Nasik, our Brahmacharya is headed by Govindanand Prabhu and Shikshastakam Prabhu. Amazing, they did 15,175 Mahabig books. Vansidhar Prabhu and his group along with some Brahmacharis did 11,367 Mahabig books. Devotees in Goa headed by Madhavendra Puri Prabhu did 4,595 Mahabig books. Devotees in Parmani headed by Dinanath Prabhu did 3,498 Mahabig books. Kolhapur devotees did 600 Mahabig books. Giriraj Prabhu and his group did 3,003 Mahabig books. Parmani, na? Parmani also. Okay. There's no Lathur is there. Madhavanand Prabhu did 1,236 Mahabig books. Mahaprabhu Prabhu did 1,281 Mahabig books. Vasai devotees did 1,125 Mahabig books. Lower Parel, headed by Radhikapati Prabhu and Krishna Kanaya Prabhu did 1100 Mahabig books. Shridham Prabhu and group did 2466 Mahabig books. Dwarkadish Prabhu and group did 2175 Mahabig books. At Latur, our Narottam Prabhu and five other Brahmacharis along with Akrur Prabhu and family, they did 3000 Mahabig books. Now these are the individual scores. As I said, we have only scores, some of the devotees, but your enthusiasm list is not there. I'll read. Srila Haridas Thakur, while brushing his paintings, different paintings, sitting in his lab, he distributed 1,579 Mahabig books. And most of these are Chaitanya Charitamrit and Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Panch Pandav Prabhu, of course these scores are not full, complete. This is all again distributing one to one. He did 381 Mahabig books. Gokulanand Prabhu did 243 Mahabig books. This is one very big score by Radhika Mataji. Did 5,373 Mahabig books. Gauranga Chattupule did 371 Mahabig books. Tulsi Priya Prabhu did 342 Mahabig books. Gaur Kirtan Prabhu did 276 Mahabig books. Madhupriya Mataji did 398 Mahabig books. Vikas Prabhu did 208 Mahabig books. Radheshlal Prabhu did 288 Mahabig books. Shubhavilas Prabhu did 290 Mahabig books. And as for in everything, where one of our devotees always ahead of everybody else. Krishna Chandra Prabhu did 5,964 Mahabig books. This is not his counseling group, it's his core alone, 5,964 Mahabig books. And the total score, you come again regularly, and very soon we will reveal the total score, which was supposed to be 1 lakh. We don't know how much we have done, but you keep coming and you will hear the score. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon. K. Srila Prabhupada Ki. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki. His Grace Mahamuni Prabhu Ki. All the devotees Ki.
Govinda Prabhu Ki.